Kal Yisrael just marked the third yard site of our good friend, a giant in Chesed, Yanki Meyer. He wasn't just a Baal Chesed, he was a Gadol Hador in Chesed. He redefined what it means to live for others. He was deeply involved in every Chesed organization. He created organizations that had never been thought of before. So who was Yanki Meyer? In life, there are two kinds of people. There are givers and takers. Some people spend their days thinking, how can I take? How can I take from my parents, my children, my friends, my neighbors, my Rav? Let them drive in from Lakewood, because I'm making a Sheva Brachas, so I can get some covered. Let them take me here and there. I can take an Uber, but why not let others serve me? Then there are those who spend their days thinking, who needs help? Whose life can I make easier? What can I do to bring someone comfort, to bring someone joy? Some people want to become famous and wealthy, and they crave honor, and they want to be given lots of cover and lots of prestige. So what do? They open up a shul and they become a rav. Or they buy a frak and they open up a yeshiva, and they become a rosh yeshiva. Or they establish an organization so they can be written up in all the magazines and interviewed on various podcasts. Then there are those who despise the spotlight. They just want to help people. They just want to give, to inspire others. So they have no other choice but to open up a yeshiva or establish an organization. They know it's going to be hard work and it will take lots of effort and time and dedication, but they want to help others, so they do it anyway. That was Yanki Meyer. They say, what is the difference between a spotlight and a lighthouse? A taker is like a spotlight. He shines the light on himself, grabs all the attention. He says, look at me. Give me honor. Give me covet. He's consumed with himself. The spotlight is a taker. A Baal Chesed is like a lighthouse. His sole purpose and function is to illuminate the path for others, to lift them out of their darkness. The lighthouse is a giver. Yanki Meyer was a lighthouse, the ultimate lighthouse. Let me share with you a personal story. About 7-8 years ago, I woke up middle of the night. It was 10 to 3 a.m. and I was feeling chest pains. I immediately called Hatzalah. I told them my symptoms. They asked me, how old are you? I told them my age. We'll be right there. Literally 2 minutes later at 2:52 a.m., Yanki Meyer shows up in my house. The moment I saw him, I felt calm. I told myself, I'm in good hands. I was thinking at the time, when does this man sleep? And the answer was, never. He lived for Klal Yisrael. When Yanki passed away, I remember thinking, this will create a crisis in Amuna. How can it be? A person whose sole preoccupation was saving lives and comforting Avelim, he should be taken in the prime of his life? This goes against everything we know to be true. What happened to Tzedakah Tatzel Mimavis? He was the ultimate Baal Tzedakah. By the Levayer, Reb Eli Mansour got up and he addressed this very question. And he said, when the Holy Ramak, the author of the Sefer Talmud Devarim, passed away at the young age of 48, the Ari HaKadosh came to be masper him. And he said, the Pasuk says, and we actually read it in this week's Parsha, Ki yeh be'ish chet mishpat mabes. Chet means sin, but it also means lacking or missing. The Ari HaKadosh said, this man, the Ramak, is an ish chashev. This man is chet mishpat mabes. He is lacking mishpat mabes. He does not deserve to be taken from this world. However, vehimas, so why did he pass away? So we must say that Talisa Ois Elowates, we have to attribute it to their primordial sin, the sin of the Eitz Hadas. It wasn't because of his sins, but something that preceded him many, many years ago. It's way beyond our understanding. He recounted how Yanki attended all of his shiurim and even encouraged him to start a new shiur in Keheles. He said, Yanki told me, this book talks to me. Hevel Havalim Amar Keheles. This world is fleeting. Yanki understood that this world is temporary. They say every person is replaceable, even a great person. It may be true, but it's never the same. The replacement is never as great. The Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Basra, when Moshe Rabbeinu passed away and Yeshua replaced him as the leader of Klal Yisrael, Zekeinim Sheba'ois Hadar Amru, the elders of that generation said, how can we compare the greatness between these two leaders? Pnei Moshe kepnei Chama. Pnei Yeshua kepnei Labana. The face of Moshe shone as bright as the sun. However, the face of Yeshua is only as bright as the moon. Oyla oise busha, oyla oise klima. Woe for this embarrassment that we were not zoicha for another leader of the stature of Moshe Rabbeinu. An army has tried to replace Yanki, and we all know we have not replaced him. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, when Rav passed away, his tamidim rise kriya. Shortly thereafter, a shaila came up in Besmedrish regarding Birchas Hamazon, and they didn't know the answer. Says the Gemara, Omru, the tamidim said, Nach nafshe de Rav, our Rebbe Rav passed away, and Birchas Hamazon loy gamrina, and we didn't learn the laws of Birchas Hamazon from him. Karu alei kriya chadata. So they sat down on the floor, and they ripped their clothes again. They felt his loss again. Nach nafshe de Yanki, v'hilchas chesed loy gamrina. Yanki is not here. Who will teach us about chesed? We feel his loss every day. With the Yom HaDin approaching, we hope that Yanki is advocating for us in Shemaim, like he did while he was here with us. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.